Welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dillman, lead pastor at ACAC. This week, our readings once again come from the concluding book of Scripture, the Revelation of Jesus Christ. And I like to emphasize, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelation of end time events. Even though they are clearly there, Jesus is the focus of the book of Revelation, not prophecy, not Armageddon, not the Antichrist, but Jesus. Now, we're going to look at three things from our readings this week. I want to look again at the recurring phrase that we find in each of Jesus' addresses to local congregations. He always concludes them with these words, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." We contemplated that last week, noting that the church was always intended to take its directions from the Holy Spirit, not from the business world, not from seminars regarding what worked in some other church, etc., etc., but every congregation should be getting its marching orders from what the Holy Spirit says. Now, this week, I want to look at that statement again, considering the first part of it, "He who has an ear to hear." And I want to emphasize that the ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying has to come from the Holy Spirit himself. And you can't develop that ear to hear any other way. Now, how does the Holy Spirit develop our ear to hear what is called elsewhere discernment? And as we have said repeatedly throughout this series, there are two primary ways that the Holy Spirit develops our ear to hear. One is through Scripture. Because every time you read Scripture, you are hearing the speaking of the Holy Spirit. Because again, all Scripture is Spirit-breathed. It has its origin in the Holy Spirit. So every time you read God's Word, you are developing an ear for what the Spirit says. You are learning to recognize the Spirit's voice. Secondly, Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. But His bearing witness with our spirit doesn't end at reassuring us of our salvation. He is continually speaking to us about the application of Scripture in our individual life and as churches in our corporate experience. So the second way you develop the capacity to hear what the Spirit is saying, to have an ear for what the Spirit is saying, is by acting on those direct promptings from the Holy Spirit. And every time you act upon a prompting from the Holy Spirit, you are developing your ear to hear the next prompting of the Holy Spirit. Now, before God called me to ministry, I was on my way to a career in music. So let me draw an analogy from the musical world. Someone who spends a great deal of time studying music, musical composition, and listening to music will develop an ear to hear things that someone with a less developed ear will not hear. For example, a professionally trained musician who understands composition, chord structure, movements, interplay of various instruments and themes, that person sitting in a symphony will hear things that the casual listener simply will not hear. Now, the same notes are coming across both of their eardrums. They are hearing the identical symphony. But the trained ear will hear things that the untrained ear does not comprehend. In the same way, those who through practice train their spiritual sensibilities will be able to hear the Holy Spirit where others miss Him. So the phrase, "He who has an ear, let him hear," is a reminder that if we are going to hear what the Spirit says to the church, we have to develop the ear. We have to develop our spiritual hearing. That is not automatic. That comes through intentional time in the Word and time listening for and expecting the Spirit's direct voice and time spent practicing what the Spirit says to the church. Now, let's go to our other two references this week. In chapter 17, we have the reference where John says, "And the Spirit carried me away," or "God carried me away in the Spirit," capital S, Holy Spirit, "into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and ten horns." And from that point on, he is obviously talking about the final apostate religious system that will be Satan's counterfeit for the church. But our reference, "He carried me away in the Spirit into a wilderness and then showed me these things," is a reminder that the key to understanding not only what Scripture says about the future, but the key to being able to discern how events are aligning to bring about the perfect fulfillment of Scripture's prophecies of the future, the key is the Holy Spirit. When you are listening and reading and observing and moving in the Spirit, then you will see things that other people do not see. You will hear things others do not hear, and you will see things that others do not see. And again, if you're in the Word, and if you're responding to promptings, it not only affects your hearing, it affects your vision. And where others just see political developments, economic developments, religious developments, you will see the coalition and the coalescing of various forces coming into alignment so that the fulfillment of prophecy is guaranteed. In other words, you will read the newspaper with a heightened sense of spiritual discernment. And you'll say, this may or may not be what John was speaking of, but this aligns with it, and this is yet another example of things setting the stage for the final great deception. you'll see things that others don't see. Now, our third reference is back in chapter 14, the 13th verse. John said, I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them. This was a word of assurance for those who will be persecuted during the reign of the Antichrist. And the point I want to bring out is that when God gave a word of hope for those who will suffer, the Spirit echoed that word of hope. And so the third and final takeaway from this week's readings regarding the ministry of the Spirit sustains our hope. Our conviction that ugly things aren't going to continue forever, but they have an expiration date. The Spirit sustains and affirms and fuels our hope by not only reminding us of what God had said, but adding His own echo of it. You say, how does that work out? If you're in a situation where your hope is being challenged, you'll often hear God speaking into your situation as you read Scripture. But as you're reading Scripture, you'll also experience the Holy Spirit echoing and reaffirming by saying, that pertains to you right now. It's not only God's general promise to all of His people all throughout the ages. Stop. This is God's promise to you as an individual believer in this very moment. So, the voice from heaven, right, and then the Holy Spirit saying, yes, and even adding confirmation and further details. Always look for the Holy Spirit to affirm the hope that Scripture provides by echoing God in a personal way to your heart. And the flip side of that, anytime you hear a voice that destroys your sense of hope, trying to convince you things will never change, they'll never get any better, you'll never get out of this predicament, that's not the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will always affirm and sustain and personalize the hope that God supplies. Have a great week as you follow the Spirit who can give you ears to hear, eyes to see, and hope, no matter what you're hearing and no matter what you're seeing. God bless you.